No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and I got one of the hottest young white boys in the game right now, Aiden Ross in the building. How you feeling, man?
Chilling, bro. This is crazy. It's crazy.
I'm excited to hear that because a lot of times, you know, I look at like the you know, there's always just somebody popping off, exploding on TikTok or Twitch or whatever, and then it's like sometimes I'm like, fuck, like my shit blew up in like 2016. I wonder if like the new generation is even like tapped into what we're doing all the time, you know?
Yeah, nah. This shit is just crazy for me though, especially because it's like, bro, like I'm telling you, like I've been fucking with this guy for like 3-4 years, bro. Like all your interviews, the one where like someone pulled out a gun on you or whatever, that one
time.
That's
a fun one, yeah.
Fucking X-Ski, like when they were first starting, like that shit's crazy just to be here too, like. It's just wild, bro.
That's it, because you know, you're somebody right now where like it feels like everybody just needs the explainer on where the fuck you came from. Like everybody is trying to piece it together. I was watching YouTube videos of people trying to be like, well, it kind of came up because of this and it was kind of this or whatever. The Kendama team were just here. They were like, oh yeah, that's the guy who does the sus shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, you're right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's how it really all started. I mean, I started playing, you know, NBA 2K. You're aware that is, right? Yes. You know, about a year ago, whatever. And I just streamed it. I had an average that many viewers, a few hundred viewers to 1,000 viewers.
And you were on nothing social-wise at this point. Did you know anybody famous or popping or doing anything?
So that's the point where I had become friends with Bronny James.
Oh, right.
LeBron's son or whatever, right? So great guy. Like I said, that's like my brother. Like he actually, like, he's a reason why I feel like I haven't developed like kind of like a crazy ego, because he's like the most humble, famous person I've ever met in my life.
Really?
Like, he's just so intact. Like he's so grounded. Like, he's literally like a normal kid, literally.
That's interesting. I wonder, I feel like his dad is sort of like that too. Like he's just like a very humble giant.
Just
so I wonder if that infected him, you know?
For sure. Like I feel like he was just parented like very well. Like he's just a very respectful, like he's just like honestly like one of the, like I said, the most humble, famous people like I've ever met in my life. So he's crazy. So yeah.
But how did you meet him?
So he actually, we met through, like, we were playing this, like I said, he played 2K. Mm. This was right when COVID hit. So obviously, you know, he had time, like a bunch of people had time to start playing video games a lot because they're at home, you know? You know how it was the start of COVID. So he was home playing video games. We like kind of like were in this like little community clan thing. And we just like branched out from that little clan. And then we just kind of started playing together a lot. So I would have him on my streams, but it really didn't affect my viewership until we played this crazy wager versus the like one of the biggest creators in the 2K community. His name is Tysino. And it was crazy. It was like all over SportsCenter. I got LeBron to talk to me on the mic. Bronny got LeBron to talk to me on the mic. That shit, SportsCenter, Bleacher, all that shit.
How much money did you put up, or what made it go so viral?
It was a $5,000 wager.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. At that time, I was only making like $2,000-$3,000 a month from Twitch.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? But I just had to do it. You had to do it. That's life changing right there. Mm. So we won, obviously. Bronny went crazy that wager. This was like in June, so this wasn't even a year ago yet.
That's crazy.
Crazy, right?
Yes.
So this shit was obviously life changing for me. After that, it died out a little bit. I just kind of developed my own fan base. That brought me from like 1,000 viewers to, after that wager, like 2,500, 3,000 viewers.
Okay.
So I like doubled my shit. You know what I mean?
Right. And I mean, bringing that live viewer count up on Twitch is like, I know people who grind for years to just, you know, get a 50% increase or a 20% increase. It's a slow, grind.
Especially like gaming the way it is now. It's very hard. Like we don't have a game like Fortnite to where you could just kind of, you know what I mean? Like, kind of like, it's like a fresh new game. We don't have that right now, so it's hard. So what I ended up doing, which I'm going to explain later, is, you know, get into the IRL scene. But so after the 2K wager, you know, I developed my own, like I said, fan base. People just fuck with me for the sus jokes, the raging, all that shit, which we'll get into, we'll talk about.
Oh, yeah, definitely got to get sus, yeah.
Yep. So then I kind of averaged like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 when the PS5 came out. The PS5 and the Xbox, the new Xbox, worst consoles ever. There's no good games out at all. So I was like, fuck this shit. What am I going to do now? So then comes to where I started doing this shit where I would have girls on my stream and I would do like these Eat 8 shows. Mm. And I would start collaborating with people. This is where I met Rice, and this is where I met, you know, like FaZe members and just like Clicks, like Ronaldo, like Fortnite guys, like just everybody, like different communities started fucking with me.
Were these ever like real dates when I see you doing this with girls, or was it more like an excuse to just talk to them on camera?
It was kind of like that.
Right.
It was all over Discord. You know, it was kind of like, if you know Discord, it's kind of like Skype, right?
And you weren't in a relationship at this point, so you were free.
I was, but I was hosting the dates.
Right, right.
I wasn't actually on the dates. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So I wasn't in a relationship at this time, at that time. And, you know, I was just hosting the dates. But my ex used to, you know, still feel some type of way about the girls and stuff on the stream. And it's all good or whatever. But yeah, so that brought me to like 15 to 20,000. Like, it was crazy. It was out of nowhere. People love that shit. Like, I'm telling you right now, anyone that wants to come up on this Twitch, YouTube shit, girls, get girls in your shit. I'm telling you, it's a secret.
Academics, Rice Gum, there's a lot of people who have used this to very good effect, bro, over the years. Yeah,
it's amazing, bro. It just works. People love seeing interaction with girls. You know what I mean? So then, yeah, the E-dates. I stopped doing the E-dates and I got into Grand Theft Auto. I started playing with the rapper T-Grizzly.
GTA is where the streets are at on Twitch.
As of right now, yeah, they
it's
are.
It's fucking Compton over there.
Yep, it's crazy, bro. It's a whole different thing.
Just where all the rappers just go and they hang out. And I see YouTube titles now that are like T-Grizzly and YBN Namir do this. And I'm thinking like, that did not happen. But I know it's a GTA title, so I'm just going to scroll past it.
Yeah. That shit is crazy because now it's really like real life.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I said, so after the E-dates kind of dried out, I just got into the GTA, played with T. That shit got me to like 20 to 5,000, whatever. Started playing that, made my own world, and then I go ahead and I go to LA and I do this hot tub stream with Corinna Koff. I don't, you know who she is?
I do.
So I did that hot tub stream with her.
And how'd you get in touch with her? She's pretty popular.
She was in the GTA world that I made. She was in the GTA server.
She was in
Compton,
okay.
Yeah, so we did an IRL collaboration. We did a few streams. It was fire, it was awesome. So that shit brought me to like 25 to 30,000. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of hype around the hot tub stream, obviously. I had the best stream ever at that time. I passed it now, but I'll explain how. So, you know, that got me obviously some crazy trendy fucking shit. I went trending on Twitter, got a lot of followers overnight, all that kind of shit. Went back to Miami. That's where I'm originally from. Went back to Miami, just did my GTA shit. Basically, I averaged like 30,000 for 2 months straight or whatever. Came back to LA, move out to LA, GTA, stopped playing it, and not, I just stopped playing it as much, and I just wanted to get to the IRL scene. Mm. So what I would do was I would just do like collaborations with other people, like for example, like you see now. Like now we're kind of up to date, caught up. Okay. So what I've been doing now, I don't know if you've been kind of staying in.
I've been watching some stuff. I actually watched the EDP 445 reaction that you and Sheck West did.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the original video. I watched you guys react to it. And I was like, this is great because then I don't have to just watch the video and then rewatch the video. I can just watch it with you guys commentating. It's very convenient.
That shit is disgusting, by the way.
What the fuck is wrong with that guy?
Yeah. That shit is nasty, bro.
It's crazy because I've been following him for 5-6 years, like I've just known about him forever, and I had heard a little bit of rumors, but like the way they caught him just showing up to the parking lot, I couldn't fucking believe it.
Nah, that shit's, and you know what's crazy? Like, there's definitely people that we don't even know, like that are sick like that. You know what I mean? Like, there's definitely people, like celebrities, YouTubers, streamers that like are like that, and we just don't know.
He was just the thirstiest one because all they had to do was swim in his DMs. They message him, he responds, then he double texts.
Right.
Oh, the double text makes you look so fucking guilty, bro.
But bro, he was nasty. He would send pictures of like his shit and like weird stuff, bro. He was he's very weird. I wonder what's gonna happen to him though. I really don't know.
Yeah, apparently those dudes sometimes get people thrown in jail, but I don't know like how much they're gonna
get charged because of it's not real.
Maybe like they used on To Catch a Predator and shit. Those guys will go to jail sometimes, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't
we
gotta
know. See what's gonna happen.
Yeah, definitely. But so is that kind of where you're at now that you prefer to sort of like, when you say IRL, you mean just sort of interacting, hanging out, watching stuff on the internet, talking about it more so than like the Ice Poseidon IRL where you like stroll down the street for 8 hours.
So I want to get into that too. Mm. But as of right now, bro, like I've just been having people come to my house and I've just been having, you know, motherfuckers like just like I'll react to shit, and it's crazy because now everybody on Twitch, bro, is reacting to my shit because I've just been going crazy with content lately, beef with rappers, beef with fucking streamers now. It's crazy, bro. Like every week is just something new about Aiden Ross, and it's just like, wow, like it's just, I can't catch a break. I swear to God.
It's crazy because I probably would have found out about you through some of these recent beefs and stuff, but I actually found out about you just because I was playing poker on Twitch and randomly some kid was like, you gotta interview Aiden Ross, and that caused me to go down the little wormhole and be like, all right, like he follows me, fuck, I'm gonna hit him up. All right,
crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. Nah, but yeah, bro, like I said, like that shit, the IRL scene is where to go, because Twitch right now, it's obviously like known as a gaming platform, but it's expanding into something crazy. And that's why I feel like I've created something to where it's like nobody's ever seen before, where I'm implementing YouTube content into Twitch content, IRL scene, you know what I mean? So you gotta come on my stream. I'm not gonna lie, you should come on there.
Let's go.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking it would be super funny is if we premiered this video and you reacted to your own interview live.
Yeah.
That would be fucking tight.
I'll definitely do that. 100%.
That would be tight. Yeah, but when you say like a YouTube style, you mean more of like a vlog type feel to
it? Yeah, like more just, but it's more raw. No edits, obviously, you know, but it's like, it's just sick, bro. Like, it's just, it's like real because I'm having, you know, people that, obviously rappers are like who I love the rap game. You know, I've been heavily, like I said, I've been messing with you for a while now. Like, I just like talking to rappers. I like interacting with rappers. So it's like, it's really cool to actually have them come on my shit, you know?
Right. And isn't it a crazy feeling? Like, I assume you kind of feel the same way that I felt coming in the game, which is like, I was just such a rap fan, but I had never met a rapper. I'd never, I would just view their lifestyle as such an outsider. And then to actually like be meeting top rappers and they just treat you regular. Yeah. And you're like, oh, like we're the same. That's fucking crazy. Cause I've been like worshiping people like you my whole life. It's kind
of
crazy.
It's crazy. And it's crazy cause I'm actually good friends with a couple of them now. Like, for example, like I'm closest with Shaq West. Like,
you and Shaq West have a great rapport. You seem so comfortable around each other. Yeah, that was actually really good.
We've hung out a lot of times. I'm not signed to Cactus, but I'm very associative with Cactus Jack, you know? So I work with like a lot of the guys down there, you know, so it's cool. Right.
So that's a lot of people like kind of want to cling to that to like explain who you are. Is there like, he signed to Cactus Jack, he's Travis Scott's friend?
Nah, I mean, I've met Trav a couple times. I've seen him a couple times, or whatever. Not so much Trav, really oriented. I'm trying to. Well, I don't want to say too much, but all I could really say is if they were to do something with gaming, if they were to, you know, sign a client with gaming, I would definitely sign with them.
How nice are you at gaming?
But that's the thing. I'm not a gamer. I don't like being called a gamer. It's like you have to use the category gaming because I'm a Twitch streamer.
Right. Yeah.
But so. I'm not really good at the game, more of an entertainer. That's what's more important now.
I feel like you're in the gaming community because your fans are very much of the gaming community, but the content that you're doing, because I mean, let's face it, the gaming community, like how many fucking times do they need to see somebody win at Fortnite? Like,
exactly.
You know, and that's why all the stuff about like being technically good at a game, like always ends up getting replaced by personality.
It always will, you know, because you got people that, like look when the Fortnite was hot, people used to average 100,000, 200,000 viewers. People with not so much of a personality, but they were very good at the game. So look what's happening to them now. They're declining because the game itself is getting boring and dried out, and they don't have a personality. Mm. So why would they watch them? You know what I mean?
People like the idea of seeing somebody who's living a very good life sort of adjacent to gaming. But like, when you think about FaZe, it's like all the biggest names in FaZe, I'm sure there's a bunch of dudes who are crazy good at gaming, but all the biggest names that people talk about are the famous YouTuber guys.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. That's always how it is. The people with the personalities and, you know, the people that, you know, have an actual, they entertain, like them, for them, not the game or whatever.
Definitely. Do you consider, like, what were your dreams going into all this? Like, did you just want to blow the fuck up on Twitch? Were you looking at it like, I want to get in the rap game? Like, were you just broke and you were just trying to make anything happen? Like, what was the motivation?
So I knew, well, first off, I do, like you, like I knew I was going to be in some way like invested in music. And honestly, like, I'm not very talented when it comes to rapping, but I want to make music.
I heard you rap in front of Polo G. I can confirm that.
Bro,
I actually was cringing in on my couch, like, oh,
it's bad, especially like, you should have, bro, if you were in that room, the awkwardness, like, you know, when you could feel shit.
Oh yeah,
you could just feel the awkwardness right there.
And you couldn't see Polo G's face though, right?
Nah, but like, I knew it. I just knew he was just like, what the fuck.
But amazing.
Motivation. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So it's just crazy. Like, I knew I was gonna get invested in rap, but coming into this shit, nah, bro, I was like, I'm not, like, at that time I just loved gaming. I loved playing 2K. But like, I mean, it's only been like a year and a half, you know. I'm 20. I started this shit out when I was, I think, 19, right? So it's like 18 and a half, whatever it was. So it's like, I don't know. I like lost my passion for gaming and I'm more just passionate about content. I can't. It's just like I'm expanding and evolving into something. Like,
right.
You know, I eventually want to do movies. Like, I want to keep expanding. You know what I mean? So,
because when you think about it, like, games, we all love playing games, but if you spend 8 hours in your house playing games every day, it's like, that's a very different lifestyle than being out in public, being around, meeting new people, going out like to parties and events and being around people. Yeah. Like, were you always a super social person, like in high school and stuff?
Yeah, always. I moved a lot, you know. I was born in Florida, moved to New York, moved to Cali, moved back to New York, moved back to Cali.
Like, what were your parents doing? They just had job stuff?
Job stuff, divorced. They remarried. They remarried to other people, and then they remarried again. Yeah, bro, my life is fucking crazy.
Your parents need to make up their minds.
But nah.
That's crazy. Wow.
Very, very crazy. So, yeah, man, I moved a lot. I've always, you know, made friends pretty easily or whatever. Always been social. And I just never really had a hard time just kind of getting along with people. Mm. So,
let me just dig a little bit deeper. When you say that your parents went through all that, we always hear about how divorce is really traumatic for kids. Was it like that for you? And what about like them ending up getting back together and everything? Like, how is your relationship with your parents?
So I'm very close with my pops and my mom. But I mean, I've been through a lot of traumatic shit in my life. For example, I mean, I'll tell you, I don't even feel bad about it. I'm just very open about my shit. I'm very good at blocking shit out. When I was like 12 years old, I got stabbed by a knife. So in my sleep, by a family relative who was like mentally like unstable.
I just gasped like 3 times in a row. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's crazy. But that shit doesn't even get to me like that. Like when that happened to me, I went through it for like a week. I don't know what it was. I became numb and kind of like emotionless to traumatic shit. It's crazy. I could just put it like behind me.
Wow.
It's weird. It's very weird.
So this relative, did you know that there was a chance that they would do some crazy violent shit or was...
Nah. They were on just a bunch of drugs and obviously they were mentally unstable.
Wow.
So,
They end up going to jail for it?
They went to jail, but then they got admitted to a mental place because that's where, you know, you belong. Right. You know what I mean? They were out of their mind.
Right.
And yeah, that shit was crazy. And it affected my family more than it affected me.
Really?
Because yeah. Like my siblings and my parents were like, what the fuck? They were obviously like, what the fuck? They were tripping the fuck out. Obviously, I was very young. I was scared, you know.
How bad and where did he stab?
It's on my arm right here. You can probably see it.
Okay, but it wasn't.
You see it?
Yeah.
I had like 9 stitches.
But you were bleeding a lot. It's gotta be scary, especially when you're asleep. I hate when anyone messes with you when you're asleep, bro.
But you know what's crazy? I couldn't feel it.
Really?
Because the adrenaline, and you just wake up. So I pulled that knife right out, and I was screaming. You know, went to the hospital. Stopped bleeding when I was at the hospital. It was crazy. They just stitched me up, and that was it. When I went to school, I just told motherfuckers, I tripped and fell on a fucking nail. That's
you didn't
what I
even
said.
Want to talk about it. I guess that makes sense.
No. At that time, you know, I was just, it was weird.
You're a kid. You want to be normal,
you
know?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, I've been through a lot of crazy traumatic shit, but I've always just been able to put that shit, like, kind of like, you know, picture like you're jumping over like a hurdle. It's just like a hurdle. I'll just jump over that motherfucker. Like, I'm not really letting that shit get to me.
Yeah, and I mean, you need that if you're going to be popular on Twitch or on the internet in general, because you just, everything good that happens to you is always going to be almost like paired with a negative reaction.
Of course, and I get that so much. Yeah. But I think everybody does when they're first coming up. It's like, for example, like there's even streamers that just I've never talked to. I've always showed love to. Like, yo, shout out to this person going crazy. Mm. But then they'll find ways to just shit on me. It's crazy. But it's like they just hate to see people win. Yeah. And yeah, I might do it differently. For example, I might crack a sus joke. It's a joke. It's locker room talk. You know what I mean? It is what it is. It's humor. It's different. But I'm winning at the end of the day. And it's like I'm doing it in the most humble, just most respectful way possible without hurting anybody. Mm. But people are still trying to find a way to just kind of like... Like, I don't know. Throw shots.
And what's crazy, though, too, is that, okay, so when good things happen in your life, there's always bad things that come with it. But also, if bad things happen to you and you're famous, there's always this weird positive side to it as well. Because, like, for instance, when that guy put the gun in my face, my YouTube explodes. We get a fuckload of subscribers. Yep. I'm on all kinds of different shows and podcasts talking about it and shit. And
everywhere.
I didn't ask for any of that, but it's also like I'm not going to turn it down if it's there.
But like, can I ask you something? Your reaction to that? You smiled, I think, right?
I was kind of like in a mixed mental state where I was sort of almost thinking it was a prank. So I think that's what really, like, I didn't want to fully, like, go into, like, horror.
Yeah, because you're like, what the fuck?
I didn't want to go into, like, horror freakout mode in case it was a prank. And I actually, my friend Lil House, and I really kind of thought that it might be him. Just because that's the kind of thing that he really would do and would think was funny.
Yeah.
He's a sick fuck. But, yeah, I don't know. That was a weird one. And I feel exactly what you're saying, though, because it's like, I remember sitting down at dinner with my mom, like, a week after that, and her just like really asking me like, do you feel okay, like mentally, and kind of just actually thinking like, I feel okay, but I'm not really sure what that just did to me, like coming that close to dying or
that's
whatever.
That's crazy.
You know?
No, that's really crazy. And you know, like you were close to dying. I had a near-death experience. If that knife would have stabbed me somewhere else, like this is a weird spot on my arm too.
Very.
Would have missed and hit me like right here. And for example, if that guy would have pulled that trigger, you just never know. That shit is crazy, bro.
It was actually a fake gun. But,
oh, it was?
Yeah, which I did not know at the time. But when we were examining it afterwards, it's like, yo, what kind of gun is that? That gun looks all fucked up and weird. It got duct tape on the handle. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was rough. But okay, so let me ask you this. One thing that I sometimes struggle with as an old man is the energy that it takes to hold down a 5 or 6 hour stream.
It's
or whatever.
Hard, bro.
You seem like you're a big ball of energy. Like you, if you were hanging out, you could just be talking all day and stuff. Yeah. Like, is it easy for you to sort of entertain that big of an audience for that long?
Absolutely not. It's definitely a lot of pressure. It's a lot of stress. You got to think now. I'm not entertaining hundreds of people. I'm entertaining thousands now. So it's like, you got to think like a lot of these kids, like, and I'll give you and I'll show you what I mean. A lot of these kids really rely on me to stream every night, because I'm their form of a fix, you know what I mean? To get out of like their shit that they got going on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like
I'm a
their
fix.
Friend.
I'm their friend, I'm their fix. I'm what they want to tune into whenever, you know, if they get into a fight with their girlfriend or their parents are fighting or some crazy shit's happening in their life. I'm their way of getting out of that shit.
Like you, like a kid in high school is looking at you. You are a little older than him. You got some money. You got famous people in your life. You got, things seem to be going great. It's like they look at their friends and they're like, well, he's kind of a dick. He don't got nothing going for him, et cetera. It's like you're kind of like their dream friend in a way, is I think
exactly.
The category that they kind of put you into.
And I connect with these kids a lot, and it's just really cool that like a lot of them look up to me, because it's like I'll always, it's like every stream. If I don't know if you watch like the ends of my shit. I'll always preach like, yo, follow your shit. Don't ever listen to your parents if they're doubting you. Like really go get this shit. Because let's like, people will doubt you in the beginning and then they switch up. You know how it is. Mm. So it's like, I'm always very clear about, we watch TED Talks. We just do a bunch of motivational shit on my shit too. What were you asking? Oh, about the energy. Yeah, so It's very hard to conserve your energy when you're entertaining a lot of people. You're pressured always. For example, if I miss a night of streaming and I don't tweet about it, people are like, L streamer, you changed, you hate us, you don't fuck with us. Like what the fuck, Aiden, you're changing, LA changed you, all this crazy shit. And it's like, bro, I can't take a night off to relax.
I remember when Ninja was like at his height on Twitch, that he went on his honeymoon, I think, for a week after he got married, and it was like his subscribers like plummeted, and he basically said in an article or some shit that it cost him like $500,000 to go on that honeymoon, because the subs just start falling off like crazy when you do that. And when I see sometimes like, that's why I used to always kind of like really want to stream, like, and then at a certain point I was like, bro, if you're doing 7 or 8 interviews a week, you just are not going to have enough energy to be like, if all I had to do was stream for 4 hours every night to the weekdays or something, I think I could maybe do that. But like, I just blast through so much of my like internal fire doing interviews that I got to leave it to the next generation.
You talk all day. So it's like, but the thing is with Twitch, and you know this because you stream, you got to be consistent.
Mm.
You have to. Because like I said, like you just said with Ninja, like you literally have to be consistent, because you're going to just decline.
Mm.
If you miss a day, that's fine. If you miss 2 days, you miss 3, it's like, yo, you got to get on your shit. Like, that's just how Twitch is.
But does it ever fuck you up? Because you stream mostly at night. You start around 5, right?
For 4:35, yeah.
So then you have, you know, that kind of fucks up your social life, right? Because it's like, if you want to go to a party with all your friends, it's like maybe they're leaving for the party at 9 or some shit that's kind of still in the middle of your streaming block. Or are you able to make it work with both?
Well, yeah, I've been doing like less hours. I don't do 6 to 8 anymore. I do like more of like 4 to 5, which is really nice. But I am streaming every day still. So like I'll probably stream like 6 days a week. I'll take a day off in the week. But yeah, I mean, it's cool. Like if I go live at 5:30, I can end at 9:30, 10:30, and then I can go out or hang out with, you know, I have a girlfriend, so hang out with my girlfriend, and you know, I mean, that's cool.
How'd the girlfriend, Pammy baby, how'd she come into the picture?
Yeah, so I'll explain it all. So before I came up, I was with this girl, Stacy, and that's the girl I was talking about with the E-dates. And she, great girl, still have love for this girl. But we just didn't really work out, because it was just kind of more of a thing, like where my lifestyle, me coming, like me going up, it kind of got in the way of my relationship. Mm. And that's going to do that sometimes, especially somebody who sees you come up right between their eyes. They're like, I hope he doesn't change. I hope he doesn't. And I got that a lot. So she would, almost every night we would get into like an argument, and it just, I had to like make sure like I stop hurting her, cut that. Went to LA, whatever. And I Pammy was my roommate. She, you know, she does TikTok. She does social media too. And we were just roommates. We got really close, and now we're together. It's crazy. So
that's dope.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you need to date somebody who's kind of well known, because then you have that in common? And let's be real, like, being famous for the first time is crazy, and really, like, to have a partner in that, I feel like, is kind of important. And like dating a normal girl when you are dealing with all these famous guy problems probably got pretty complicated quickly.
Of course, because that's what I'm saying. Like, they start to get insecure because they're like, yo, like, this shit's happening to him. Like, I hope he doesn't forget about me. Like, that's the vibe I was getting from her. Mm. So it was like, and it wasn't true at all. Like, I would always, you know, try to make sure that I was there or whatever. And that's just what happens, though. But I was focusing so hard on that, I couldn't really focus on my ex. Mm. And like I said, still got love for her, whatever. But it's just right now, with Pammy, it's different. She keeps me grounded. She does it too. She doesn't get insecure about anything because she realizes that everything I do is content entertainment wise, right? So it's a lot different with Pammy. I'm grounded. I'm very grounded right now, so.
Do you feel like you understand or know the importance of that? Because I can say that when you're going through that process of you going from having, you know, not many viewers to a fuckload of viewers, like, in a very short period of time, it's very, very easy to let it go to your head. It's very easy to sort of start to drink your own Kool-Aid, and like, you know, you could be rude and shitty to people and stuff like that. Yeah. You seem like pretty determined to keep a cool head on your shoulders. Like, is this something that you're thinking about?
Dude, Adam, that's the one thing that gets to me when people say, yo, Aiden, you changed. I hate it. I don't know why it just gets to be so much. It's like, I get it. Like, the numbers have changed. My growth has changed. My content has changed. But one thing about me that I can say is I've never changed as a person, my morals. So it's like, I try to keep myself as grounded as much as possible, because, like, it's just like, that shit gets to me. That is the one thing that just gets to me. Aiden, you changed. I hate it.
Right.
Because I know it's not true. Like, as a person, I'm still the same Aiden as I was before all this shit. It's just everything's changed. My life has changed.
Mm. You know? And if you change up a lot, I feel like that's like one of the main things that's going to make your fan base like stop relating to you. Like,
I'm fucking with you.
I'm super cool with Ninja and I love Ninja, but I feel like at a certain point, as he got more famous and shit, it kind of became a little bit more difficult for him to just act like a regular guy when all of his problems are such different problems. It's like you're on fucking Ellen tomorrow and you're just like one of the most famous people in the world. And that was like the storyline, the narrative that like I would see people trying to push is like, oh, he's different now, he's an asshole or whatever. And I never even really like saw it myself. I don't like watch his Twitch streams enough to like see it. But I mean, I feel like that's like the number one thing that you got to try to avoid is just letting it go to your head at all.
100%. And I'm still having trouble kind of like how to figure that out. I mean, I'm still really new to this, you know. But another thing that like I was gonna say is like, people really don't even understand that people like you, like me, like, we have feelings. We're human beings. At the end of the day, we're all the same person. We all eat, we shit, you know, we're human beings, you know. We breathe air. We're all the same. So it's like, people really like kind of like look at me as like I'm this entertainment puppet. I can't explain it. People look at me as like, yo, like, this kid is like, people really like that watch my streams. Not everybody, but some people just really are like, yo, Aiden, go live. Like, go live already, bro. Like, it's like, bro, like, I'm a human being like everybody else, you know. If I'm eating, I mean I'm eating food or whatever, like I'm doing my shit. I'm just a human being. Like, people just will look at me as like I'm like this puppet, this entertainment puppet.
Right. Or they'll like see you and you're, you know, in a hoodie and you're just like going to buy some toothpaste at the store and it's supposed to be like, hey guys, welcome to Twitch.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, bro, like I'm gonna say hi to you and take a photo, but I'm chilling. Like, I'm not the same person that you just saw doing an interview.
And that's another thing. Me and my girlfriend were just talking about that actually last night. So it's like, people know me when they see me, but they don't know me.
Right. Oh yeah.
They don't know me. So it's like, that's why, you know, I don't get weirded out sometimes, but it's crazy because like the face they make, like last night I was at Chick-fil-A, I was in the drive thru and like this dude was just like completely starstruck, and it's like, he knows me, but he doesn't know me personally. Like, it's just, I'm still really new to this. So it's like, and I'm so I'm so like appreciative and thankful to even be like recognized. Like, that shit is crazy. And the it's cool. It's so cool.
The weird thing about it though is that as you get more and more popular, the things that people say to you become sort of like more and more basic, because all of a sudden, if you have 10 million followers, like if you have 100,000 followers, there's a pretty good chance that all those followers really actually know a lot about you.
That's true.
When you get to 10 million, that means that you've got fucking 11-year-olds following you who barely speak English. You've got like every type of person. And, and maybe all they know is, I saw a 2-minute clip of him one time and I thought he was funny.
And, right. And that,
that's
kind
of what it is to become famous, is to have a ton of people who are sort of invested in you.
Right, right, right. And then they'll, I've heard it a lot, like, I'm your biggest fan. And I don't like to call like my community fans at all. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know like how you feel about that, but like, I just like, I don't really like calling people fans, because it's like I said, like they're more of like my family.
Right. Because they are fans, but I feel like that doesn't always encompass the relationship that a YouTube creator or a Twitch streamer actually has with the fans, where it's like, this thing that I'm doing doesn't really exist without you.
Right.
Like I can't do this if a certain number of people doesn't watch this. Like, that's kind of the whole basis of it. So I want to give you what you want while also being myself. And yeah, I feel like fans in a way is kind of like passive consumers who just sort of like take it in, and it's like, no, like I'm trying to be as connected to you as possible.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why, like, whenever I'm streaming, like, people, I just don't use the word fan. It's just like, I want people to just feel like, yo, we're like really like a part of this. We're all connected.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, you're my friends. It's just, this technology has allowed me to, instead of having like 20 friends in my life, I've got millions, and I can't have the closest relationship to you all, but I'm doing what I can. Yeah.
Yeah. We're all one big family. It's cool.
I feel like a lot of people look at you too and they're like, You kind of, and maybe me too, to a certain extent, but you complete the dream of like, oh, you can be a white guy who's like not pretending to be like in the streets or on some crazy shit and have rappers fuck with you and respect you, you know?
Yeah.
Because that to a lot of kids, I think, feels kind of like, how could I ever make one of these rappers fuck with me? You know?
So sick. Like, it all started with T Grizzly for sure.
Right.
That's my guy, bro. I love T. Like, he's just a really good dude.
Good guy.
But then, bro, all these, you know, T, and now I'm good friends with, like, really good friends with Sheck, and you know, like, I have a lot of other rappers coming on too, so it's gonna be so sick. But it's just like, it's so cool to be a part of this rap community. It's so sick.
Definitely, if you ever want somebody's connect or whatever, probably a lot of guys I know who would be happy to do it too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, you gotta think, like, I eat off it, but they do too. For example, if a rapper, you gotta think, like, let's say a rapper, I'm not saying they fell off, but like, if a rapper that's not, you know, on like they used to be, right, they're still relevant, but they're not on and they come onto my shit, which is hot right now, and it's right before they drop a single or a project. It's like, bro, it's perfect promotion. Do it. Taking 2 hours out of your day, do it.
And the best thing that you have is that your fans who really watch your Twitch shit feel like they know you. And that's one of the hardest things to get to as a musician, because there's so many people who blow up with a song, or even they blow up themselves, but it's like the audience doesn't really feel like they know you or what you're going through. So in a lot of ways, I think Twitch is like an amazing invention for rappers, and they should probably use it more have that real connection, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to put a lot of rappers on. Everyone that I kind of like have been talking and meeting and stuff, they all want to get into like GTA. They want to start streaming. I'm like, bro, do it. And I think, like I said, the most successful rapper to do it on Twitch is T Grizzly. He's just he goes crazy, gets viewers, like, he's just entertaining. He's really, really good at streaming. And I'm trying to push more rappers to really get into it.
And that's funny, because I remember at one point T Grizzly had this like cooking show that they tried out, and they did like 7 episodes of it. And I was one of the episodes, me and my girl went, and we like ate food and talked to him and stuff.
That's sick.
But I felt like that felt a little bit like forced, and maybe that's why they didn't keep doing it. Whereas I feel like him on Twitch, that's like probably what the fans want from him more, is like, they just want to see the real you.
Of course, that's what they want.
Yeah.
You have people that fuck with you, like you said, like people just drop a song, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're like, I want to know like what he's really like. So they come onto my shit, they watch. I'm all over TikTok now, TikTok, YouTube recommended. They're going to watch that shit. They're going to look at it. They're going to be like, yo, no way that this rapper is actually cool. Like, you know what I mean? So.
Have you, at this point, have you looked at your business and been like, all right, I'm going to bring people in. I need an assistant. I need a manager, et cetera. Like, have you taken those steps?
I'm lost, bro. I'm not going to even lie.
No, it's totally okay and understandable. Yeah.
I'm lost. I'm still trying to figure that shit out. But definitely, like, I have 3 boys that are living with me right now. 2 of them I met in 3rd grade, and another one I met in my freshman year in high school, and I'm trying to give them all jobs, you know, because I paid my boy $7,000 to quit his job at McDonald's and come work for me.
Really?
I'm gonna find out, you know, just a job to give him.
Yeah.
Pay him like $2,000 a month to be my cameraman or whatever it is, you know. So I'm just trying to, you know, I'll maybe make one of them my assistant. He'll do shit for me, drive, do errands for me, shit like that.
Are these the same homies who tricked you into singing the song?
No.
Who are those dudes? Those dudes are hilarious.
So that's my SSB boys. I love them, bro.
Okay.
We have a, it's kind of like, we're going to make the next phase, Glenn. It's going to be called SSB. It actually stands for my ex's name, Stacy Stepbros. But we really don't refer to it as that, obviously. We just do SSB. That's SSB. We're dropping merch this month. Like, we're going to try to make this shit like a real org. We're going to make this shit like the real deal and sign other talents. So
you never thought about like joining FaZe or whatever? Because I know you were down with Banks from early on. So, you always knew you wanted to start your own thing?
So as you can see, I'm wearing a FaZe shirt.
This is a good point, too. I did not notice that.
Banks changed my life. You know, he moved me into the house. So I'm living with Banks, Rice Gum, Summer Rae, Pammy, and Mike is about to move in. And we're about to get more people in. Mm. I want B-Lou and Ziaz to move in. You know who they are, of course.
Yeah.
So we're looking at that. And then we're looking for more girls. So, you know, we're looking to get another girl or two in the house. But yeah, so Banks made a fucking big mistake. I wanted to get in FaZe in November when I averaged like 5,000, 6,000 viewers. And I literally, there was like this FaZe 5 thing. And I made a clip,
right. And
it was the best one. And every FaZe member liked it. And I just remember, I was like, should I really do this? And the next day, I think I got like 10,000 likes on Twitter. It went crazy on TikTok. I deleted it. I was like, fuck that shit. I can't be in FaZe. I just know I can't. I got to do my own shit. I knew it. And they all wanted me. They wanted me in FaZe, for
really?
Sure. And Banks is, I talked about it. I was like, bro, you should have signed me. You should have signed me. He's like, yeah, whatever. So.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a shitload going on, but I wonder if he'll end up kicking himself over time. Also, it's like you doing your own thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm in the same house and we're eating together, you know.
Right.
So he's going to get back into YouTube, actually. I'm really excited for him.
He's always saying he's going to get back
into
YouTube.
He is, though. He's serious this time.
He'll come out, he'll drop like two vlogs, disappear for 9 months.
That's how Ricky is.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make sure that he stays consistent.
But it's so easy to be a YouTuber when you need the money.
Yeah.
I think that's a problem for him. He just doesn't need the money. So
nah,
it's hard.
Doesn't.
It's hard for him to force himself to like do something.
He doesn't
for the
give a fuck.
That, you know?
Yeah. But I think he wants to do it just to show motherfuckers like,
exactly.
I'm Banks. I'm back on my
I'm
shit.
Still here. And
yeah.
I can still come back after a year and get 3 million views or whatever. Yeah.
And he will. He's crazy. And again, he changed my life. Like, he moved me into that house and it grew me to this next level of Aiden I've never seen. And it's just, I love Banks. He literally changed my life. Just, motherfucker is crazy. So.
Definitely. I was on the Trapland Pat questions for a second, and I was about to ask you about killings in Florida, which I probably don't want to ask
you
about.
I can talk about that for a second.
Right,
you know about that, right?
So basically, there's a song. It's a very famous diss song at this point by Young E and Ace and a bunch of his boys, and they're basically talking about smoking on their enemies' dead homies.
Yeah.
And your friends trolled you into repeating the lyrics on camera. Because I was wondering when I saw that tweet from you about, like, I am not on any of this gangster shit or whatever.
Hell,
I saw the tweet, and I'm just like, what the fuck did he get himself into? Okay.
Did you look into it right after that tweet, or you were just like, what the fuck?
I waited a little while, and then when I was watching the video about it, I'm like, now I understand the tweet. Yeah.
So I sung that song without knowing what it meant, and, you know, I'm not affiliated or associated with anything, you know. But I obviously said some shit. I sung the song, and I didn't know the connotation behind it.
Mm.
You know, it's all cleared up now, but I went on live with, you know,
Fulio.
Yep. Shout out to him, by the way. He's doing his thing. And Ace and everybody else. But yeah, so I went on live. We cleared it up. We're all good. And then.
You did it again.
I did it again.
It's a very catchy song, and that's the problem.
It's so catchy,
bro. I sing the Who I Smoke part. We don't say the other part. Obviously, like, nobody should be trying to involve themselves and all that. But you do see a shitload of fans who are just having a good old time with it. And it's created this crazy cycle, though, because now Fulio, I just saw that he was at some of the dead people's graves, and he's filming a music video there, and it's just like, oh, my. Like, I wish there was some OGs in Florida that could step in and be like, this has got to stop.
Because
that's kind of how it is in L.A. Is you don't see a lot of I'm going to kill you ass diss songs from people, you know?
But that shit is all insane. Like, that shit is crazy, bro. But yeah, I just had to stay out of that shit.
When I saw you get in the video, when I saw you get all concerned about it and you put the tweet up and stuff, I was thinking, there's no way that Fulio is going to give a fuck about this. Because, you know, it's just like, you're a Twitch streamer, he's a rapper, yeah. He's really in this shit, he knows it's a song. But then, like, to see that he immediately, like, pretty much said something about it because he got hit up by so many people.
It's like, bro, he's like, what the fuck else do I expect? And I don't blame him, but it's like, thank God that shit is cleared. Like, thank God it didn't get deeper than that shit was crazy.
It was crazy for me because I interview people who make songs about smoking each other's homies, and then I interview the other side, and best case scenario, they don't give a fuck. But then sometimes it does get weird because I'll have rappers that I really consider myself friends with,
yeah,
and then their ops will be out here, and it's kind of like, yeah, there's a level of friendship where I just can't fuck with the dude who's rapping about how he wants to kill you. You know?
It's fucked. There's just certain shit you got to stay out of.
Yeah, 100%. So, how did your Yachty friendship come about?
So, how did I talk to Boat? Okay, so Boat is actually recently just started streaming on Twitch. I slid in his Twitch stream. I said something like, hi, handsome, to him. His entire chat was spamming at Aiden Ross. They're like, Boat, look who's here. He's like, who's that? He's like, hold on a second. He looked me up. His boy was in the Discord. He's like, yo, he actually runs one of the craziest GTA servers. He's like, oh, bet. I got to get in. Talked to Boat on IG, FaceTime, whatever. Shout out to Yachty, bro. Yachty's actually really cool. He's a really cool dude.
Very.
Yeah, bro. He was just like, we've just been kicking it off, talking. We've gone to each other's IG lives, all that crazy shit, whatever. And like, he just pulled up to the house. He was like, yeah, nah, I don't want my security coming inside. He's like, you're cool people, whatever. It's like, all right, cool. Did a stream. We raced, and it was just cool. It was a nice little collaboration, and it's dope because I think he's dropping tomorrow.
Right.
It's cool.
That makes sense.
See?
And I think now, tonight at 9 tonight will be at when 9. It comes out. Yeah.
So that's
not
cool.
That they'll be seeing this at that time, but go support his project. Yeah.
Yep. And then he did like this cool little this little song. I forgot what it was like. Do you know what I'm talking about? He did a song. He dropped the song like 2 days ago.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so he did that. This is really cool. I think it's really smart. I don't even think Yachty thought about it, but like just being on my shit, like that's hot, or like even rappers in general, like it's just good marketing for themselves, like just doing my shit. And then they drop some shit. It's like, I don't know, it probably helps out a lot. So,
yeah.
Because you got to think, they're all over TikTok and they're just, you know, it's
cool.
Do you
ever get nervous around rappers? Has there ever been a scenario where you were kind of like on edge about it? Like,
Polo G.
That went before you did the gay freestyle?
Nah. It was after cool. That. Good vibes with him. I talked to him for a little bit. We were talking about normal shit. And then Z and B Lou made me do that shit.
It's funny because like my friends that I get to know really well, like I have a co-host named AD that I do the podcast with. He, through being my actual friend and having been around me a ton, he has really gotten to see how sus the jokes that I tend to make are.
Yeah.
And it's very weird for him as someone from Compton. And like, it's kind of like this weird getting used to it thing that he just doesn't know when I'm going to just say something about how he should sleep in my bed or some shit like that. And he'll be like, what?
Trip the fuck out. They're not used to that. Some people are just not used to that shit.
Oh yeah, and it's a very like racially drawn line
it
thing
is.
Where it's like white people just, or white men, I guess, really like just will joke around about that kind of shit, and most black dudes just do not think it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, like the SSB group that I associate with, most of them are black, so it's like. It's they're used to it. Like they crack jokes with me. It's cool. It's funny.
But what I was saying to one of my friends the other day, I was like, the difference between me and Aiden is that I make those kind of jokes to my friends that I've been around a million times. You meet a rapper for the first time and are just straight to it. Like, hey, just say something sus as fuck. And like half the time they're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Even Einar Banks' face was so funny, bro. So funny. But nah, as of right now, I'm kind of letting that shit die out because it's like, I wrote Polo is so fine on like an IG post.
And he got pissed.
He got mad. So I'm letting that shit die out. I talked to his brother on an Instagram live. He's like, yeah, just chill, let it die out. He's not busy. Polo's not taking it hard. He has the number one song in the world. He's going crazy right now.
Right.
So it's like, he doesn't give a fuck. I'm just letting that shit die out.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, next time if I see him, I'll be like, yo, what's good, you know?
Yeah, like if you sprinkle it in there a little bit instead of like being, because like, dude, you fucking squatting down on Zeus when he was bench pressing.
You saw that?
Oh my God.
That was too far. I'll admit that was too far. That was
so awkward.
It was out of pocket. I admit it. And that will never happen again.
I liked it because I liked seeing Zeus get put in that position because he clearly had no fucking clue how to react. He was just baffled.
He couldn't believe it. And he actually reacted a cool way. some people would have been fucking heatedly pissed and punched me, you know. Maybe he would have thrown the weight at me. But I'm glad that Ziaz and I are on a good enough friendship level to where he didn't, you know, fucking hurt me.
So. Definitely. Like, where do you see all this going? Like, you talked about starting the gaming organization. Is there anything in particular that stands out to you as, like, I want to do this. Like, this is the thing that I need to invest my time into, or is it too early?
As of right now, man, it's too early. I'm just going to be doing a bunch of collaborations with people, having a lot of people on, keep growing my Twitch, keep growing my socials. It's crazy, bro. Like, the Instagram growth has even been crazy for me lately. It's just all nuts, bro. So it's, like, it's overwhelming just having all this shit happen so fast. But at the same time, it's really cool, and I'm really appreciative and grateful for it. And as of right now, I'm just going to kind of try to just keep going with what I got. And I've always been really good at just adapting to, like, what's new and what's hot and what's trending. Always.
Definitely. So. You know, one thing I really like about your online aesthetic is that, like, me, when I go on stream or whatever, it's like, hey, we're on stream now. Swipe up with the link, yada, yada. You're just, bing. Just take a picture of the icon that says live. That's it. And I'm like, that's smart. Because really, like, that shows a certain degree of respect for your viewers. That it's like, you don't need to swipe up. You know what the fuck my Twitch URL is.
Yeah, you guys know what it is, man. Yeah. I just, that's another thing about me. People are like, yo, Aiden, upgrade your setup. Get the craziest setup. I was like, nah, bro. I like just doing my shit raw. Mm. Like, you don't need a $10,000 setup. You don't need a crazy ass setup. You just need a little camera, mouse, keyboard.
Do you only have one monitor?
I have two.
Okay. Yeah. Because I always see you with OBS on the screen, like with you in the corner, which most streamers would put on the window that you never
I'm
see.
I'm weird with that shit. That's
cool. I like it, though. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, nah, but I'm just very scuffed. Like, I just like my shit just like not too professional, not too artsy, just simple and easy and yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
How concerned with the drip are you?
What do you mean?
Just looking fresh.
I don't really give up. Like, I'm going to get my drip up. Like, I just, as of right now, I don't care. I already have a girlfriend. She doesn't really give a fuck. So it's like, who the fuck do I have to impress? I mean, I drive a lamb truck.
Notice that.
And I don't know, bro. Like, it's weird. After I bought that car, I was like, why the fuck did I buy that?
I was watching you drive up and just thinking, like that shit's fire, but.
Do I
want to bring that level of attention to myself everywhere I go? And that's the one thing I think about.
And that's the thing. It's like, I realize it now. It's exactly, people will start like taking videos of you when you drive by and fucking, you know what I mean? Like, I've had people come to my house and write shit on my car. Ugh, yeah, man. That sucks. So it comes with shit, but it's also at the same time when you're in the car and you're driving fast, like, it's sick.
Yeah. And there's an extent to which it's like, I know that if people see me with a nice car, that in their simplistic minds, it's going to be, he's got a nice car. He's happy. He's doing great for himself.
Yeah.
It really is like that in a lot of people's minds. And like,
doesn't, you know, work like that, though.
Oh, no.
But people will, and I've had these conversations on my stream. I was like, yo, do you guys think money buys you happiness? But it's like, a lot of them say yes. And I think it helps with problems. And it helps, you know, take care of people. But more problems come with money.
Exactly. It gives you a different level of problems on top of whatever. Like, if you could just like make a shitload of money and not have to like be well known or not have other people know,
sign up for that.
Then that doesn't seem like it comes with any problems at all. But when people like start treating you different, and especially, bro, when I start hearing from like real celebrities and they start getting sued all the time because like their neighbor, like, you know, just making up shit because they know you got mad money.
Like, there
let's fucking do it.
Something came out today with Lil Mosey.
Saw that. That's an actual case, though. So that's actually pretty interesting.
Is it real?
I don't know if it's real at all, because it's just a girl saying that she was so drunk that she like couldn't consent, which is, that's going to be tough to prove, I guess.
Right.
But the thing that's crazy is that it's a case. It's a charge. It's not like a girl going on Twitter and saying it.
Yeah.
It's like actual legal proceeding.
Damn, that's tough. We got to see what happens. But people are just going to always make allegations. Like, I feel like it's just how it is. Like, in general, just people just always trying to make allegations, and it comes with the name. It just comes with that shit. I haven't gotten like too deep into that. Like, people haven't just really been trying to come for my name that deep yet, or I don't know if it'll happen, but knock on wood. But it's just like, that shit is, it's pressure. It's stress. You know how it is. Like, it's really stressful.
Oh yeah. Cause it's like, whatever good stuff you do, at a certain point, there's always going to be this like reaction where people want to like find a way to make it negative.
Yeah.
Like, they don't like seeing you do good for yourself. So it's like, we got to find something to throw on top
bro,
of it.
Bro, Adam, you could do 1,000 good things, and one bad thing you do, and it's not even that bad, people will just try to find a way to like, what a fucked up human being you are. Like, you're a piece of shit. Like, mm-hmm. all this crazy shit. You know how it is. It's just like people just try to find a way to bring down something that's hot, mm-hmm. bring down somebody that's doing good. It's just, it's just sad. That's how humans are.
Yeah, no, 100%. But I mean, that's like why a big part of like making it being an influencer is you just have to have the toughest fucking skin in the world.
I know. People don't understand. Like, people are like, yo, Aiden, you have the best life ever. You're the luckiest guy in the world. I'm very lucky to be where I am. I'm very lucky to have certain shit, but it comes with a lot of crazy shit too.
And pressure to like just keep the machine going.
Keep it going.
Keep stuff happening.
Yeah, that shit, it's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, man, I'm just hyped because it's like you are occupying like a very different lane than we've really seen in terms of like creators. And I don't know, it's just really interesting to see somebody who's, you know, really like organically bringing the gaming and the rap communities together, because there have been people who've done it, but it's like you're doing it in a very cool way with the Twitch stuff and everything. And I think people are really fucking with it for a reason.
No, yeah, bro. I mean, I'm going to keep doing what I got going on. Keep collaborating with porn stars, even like Ooh. NBA players. You know, I know you can help me with a porn star, so
I know many.
So I'm gonna try to do my best to just keep this shit up and keep my now I have a new YouTube channel I just started, like just keep expanding everything. So it's gonna be dope.
Definitely. Hey man, big respect on everything that you got going, and shout out to your fucking fan base, because they're like a fucking army. And it's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, they're crazy, bro. I love them, bro. They're literally like my family. It's just crazy.
Shout out to y'all. Appreciate it, man. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Aiden Ross, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe. And hit up nojumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate y'all.
Peace.